Locals fish and wade this hot summer morning in the crystal clear green waters of Flint Creek, just south of Colquitt, Oklahoma, population 635. And up an embankment above them stands the Old Union Grange Hall, number 349, established in 1956. The hall's empty today, but once a month, Jennifer Larman packs up her family to go to Grange meetings. She grew up just down the road from here on her family's farm.
And us kids weren't allowed in the meetings, but we could always go into the kitchen and sit and play games in the kitchen.
Today, Jennifer lives 10 miles away, north of the Grange Hall, 3 miles west of Colquitt, Oklahoma, on her 25-acre farm with her husband, Don. They've been married 48 years. They raise cattle. She takes in sewing. And they've also raised a beautiful flock of children who literally grew up on the Grange.
It was a night out because we didn't have a lot of money at that point in time. So it was something to do.
Families would bring a covered dish and share a meal and ideas on how to improve life in the community.
When it started years ago, way before ours started, it was kind of, you know, long time ago, people didn't have all these games for kids. And they didn't have a time the families all got together in the community. And it was just like a gathering for them to talk about things, to talk about their crops, to talk about their cattle, their milk stock, and things like that. And then it became more and more serious, and they started kind of getting together and staying together for prices and stuff like that. I project it in my own views as something like a union, but it wasn't a union, but you know, it was something that they could stay together and hold out for a better price or something to that effect.
And all Oklahoma Granges get to share in one cost-effective product.
Homeowners insurance, and for Don and I, that has been really good.
Grange Mutual Insurance is sold to enrolled Oklahoma Union Grange 349 members, nearly 300 last count, the fourth largest grange in the state. Members pay $25 a year, and most have joined the Grange precisely for the insurance, although a handful still enjoy the Grange tradition.
We're supposed to meet once a month, and we haven't been able to meet. We haven't met in quite a while.
And why is that?
Well, some of my younger members won't come. They just simply do not come. There's too many other things to do. There's too many other fun things. And I pick up my mama, and I pick up my Aunt Neva, another lady that's 70 years old. My Uncle Dean comes off the hill, and my brother comes off the hill. And that'll just be about it.
Are you talking about Loretta?
Uh-huh, I pick her
That's
up.
Jennifer's mom, 86-year-old Helen Londigan, who helped to start up Union Grange back in April of 1956.
And we lived on Flint Creek. We had a farm, 189 acres, and we raised green beans and alfalfa and irrigated them. And somebody from Arkansas wanted to start a grange. Well, the man across the street creek from us was interested, and he got a bunch of us together, and we started it.
Helen was raising her family at the time the Grange was established at the current hall, which back then served as the local schoolhouse.
My daddy went to school there. I went to school there, and three of my kids went to school there. A one-room schoolhouse to begin with. It's two rooms now.
A dozen members attended in the early days. Helen brought her 5 children. Now she has 10 grandchildren and 10 great-grands, with one great-great-grand on the way.
Well, we'd have ice cream suppers and come and eat and just do games and stuff.
Helen was among the first at the Union Grange to sell the homeowner's insurance. Today, Oklahoma has 17 granges, which meet once a year in October in Tulsa, officiated by the state grange master, to come to consensus on certain initiatives and bylaws. Jennifer Larman loves to attend those.
Is it fun?
I like it, but I'm the pianist. Don is a board of director, and Mother has served as a Pomona several times.
A Pomona is an official position More about that in a minute. The term grange derives from English baronial estates filled with ritual and symbolism. A gatekeeper is assigned to keep watch at the entrance of the hall, while officers with titles such as master, overseer, steward, and lecturer officiate. An open Bible is often present during meetings, and women hold office under the titles Ceres, the goddess of grain, Pomona, the goddess of fruit, and Flora, the goddess of flowers.
And from day one, Grange has always included women.
Pete Pomper is a lecturer for the National Grange of the Order of Patrons of Husbandry, headquartered in Washington, D.C. He lives in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. He said granges once filled a critical niche.
You know, back in the 1870s, there wasn't a lot of communication. People lived in very rural areas. You know, farmers might not see other farmers except, a few times a year, and he really didn't have a lot of idea sharing, those types of things. And when Oliver Hudson Kelly, who was one of the seven founders of the Grange, the man who was instrumental in the founding of the organization, went around doing a study for the Department of Agriculture back at that point in time, that was one of the issues he found, was that farmers did not have a unified voice, a unified way of disseminating information to each other.
The first Grange was built in Fredonia, New York, and they proliferated and organized.
One of the first things Granges was known for, probably got her name on a map, was some Supreme Court decisions that are called, now referred to as the Granger Law, where the railroads, where the railroads had a monopoly on the transportation of products from the farm to the factory. And they could set the rates, they could, they controlled it. And the farmers got to the point where they could not basically afford to get their crops to the market. And when they did, they didn't make any money. So that was one of the unifying things for the Granges was, they lobbied, for lack of a better word, their politicians back at that time frame and got laws passed that made it fair for the farmers to get and break up some of the monopoly of the railroads.
Today, the National Grange educates members about critical issues and pending congressional bills and meet once a year nationally. Peter Pomper says Arkansas's last standing Grange, Zion Oak Grange in Springdale, which disbanded due to declining membership, may revive.
There was a large amount of Granges in Arkansas at one time, and they've kind of gone away for whatever reasons. And there was still one active Grange in Springdale. It's a lovely old hall. Want the Grange to grow and want it to flourish. They're just looking for younger members to carry on the traditions. The older members would love to be able to tell their story of what their Grange did, but they would like to get some younger, newer members to come in and help them keep their Grange going and keep the hall going.
And the National Grange of the Order of Patrons of Husbandry, which had been withering some in recent years, is starting to take root once again under the new motto, American Values, Hometown Roots. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.